The next patient is Stephanie Alvarado. The first name, E-S-T-E-F, like in Foxtrot, A-N, like in November, A. Stefana Alvarado, A-L, like in Lima, V, like in Victor, A, R, like in Roger, A, D, like in Delta, O, Alvarado. A-L-V-A, R-A-D-O. Number one. 87-year-old Mexican female that has a chronic kidney disease stage 4. Period. The ultrasound of the kidneys is smaller than expected kidneys, thinning of the cortex, and hyperechogenicity. Is indicative of chronic kidney disease, most likely associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes mellitus, as well as the aging process, period. The kidney function has remained in the same condition. The latest laboratory workup that was done on June 29th of 2023 showed that the patient has a creatinine of 2.2, a BUN of 41, and estimated GFR of 19 mLs per minute. The blood sugar is 110 at that time. There was no evidence of hyperfiltration. Hemoglobin A1C, the latest that we have was in March of 2023, that was 6.8. We are going to order the new laboratory workup, and we are going to recommend the patient to comply with the orders, so we will be able to make the necessary adjustments according to the lab. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. She has also a history of retinopathy. She hasn't been to the ophthalmologist for over 4 months, and the doctor that was following her, Dr. Hamilton, moved to a different location, and they haven't called to make a new appointment with a different ophthalmologist. Period. The outfit that was taking care of her was eye specialists. And the recommendation is to go to the eye doctor in Huachula for him to get the referral to the retina doctor. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control, pending is a new hemoglobin A1C. Following number, arterial hypertension, slight systolic hypertension. The patient gets better readings at home. My main concern is the fact that the patient has lost £9 since the last visit, and the patient is completely asymptomatic. She says that she feels good. The appetite is not the best. My impression is that she doesn't have anybody to cook for her. The granddaughter that was here was encouraged to make sure that there is a preparation of meals or meals to eat in small amounts frequently. following number, hyperlipidemia. We are going to ask for reevaluation of the cholesterol and the triglycerides. Following number, anemia related to CKD. The latest laboratory workup, the hemoglobin was 10.4. We are going to repeat the anemia and the anemia markers, as well as the iron, folate, and B12. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post 5 stents in December the 3rd of 2013. Follow-up with the cardiologist has not been done. Period. The patient needs more attention into the medical appointments in order to provide the care that she needs. She's encouraged to follow the recommendation. Paragraph, I spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes. In the documentation, 8 minutes.